Kate's back in the studio here with Melanie McCallan to talk about International Education Week next week here at Murray State.
Melanie is Associate Director of the Education Abroad Program in the Institute for International Studies, or so it says online. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
And you've got a whole slew of activities coming up because Murray State University has a robust international community. You might want to describe for our listeners who's here.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I think there's such a large community, people don't even see the forest for the trees, so to speak. But we're very lucky to have more than 6%, almost 7% of our student body is international students. So they come from all over the globe, but we've seen a huge boom in our Saudi student population, which has been amazing. We have loads of students from South Korea and China. We have a multitude, a variety of student learning levels and degree programs, English language ability. So we see students in our ESL program coming from all over the world just to learn English and go back home, or to learn English and then come into the university and seek a degree, which is fabulous. So they're filling our classrooms. They're in our co-curricular activities. We're finding them in leadership positions all over campus and in our GA positions and student government. It's been wonderful to see that sort of change the dynamic of the university in the past 10 years that I've been here. It's been such a change going from 150 to 200 students to now hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousand almost of number of students, international students from all over the globe. In addition to that, though, we have international faculty. We have loads of our U.S. Citizens who have studied abroad and done research abroad and gotten degrees abroad, and they're bringing that international experience back. So it's you can't go anywhere without being affected by that at Murray State's campus.
I think Murray State is an institution leading the state in a commitment to international education. I can't remember when first time I saw it in a mission statement for this university, but it was a long time ago.
And I don't know when it was included in the mission statement, but it was here when I came in 2001. So it's been there, and there are many of my colleagues in international education across the state who are very jealous of that fact.
Now, I was not aware that the idea of International Education Week is not Murray-centric. It's a national effort.
It is. It was really led by Bill Clinton and his administration, really put a focus on international education with different sorts of scholarships and policies that they were putting forth. And this was one of the things that they decided to implement and really push. And it became a national event, a national week. So the week that we're celebrating International Education Week, our colleagues all across the country are doing the same thing.
And the week really is full of sessions each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Thursday there is a culminating lecture, and we're going to start there.
Yes, we're really excited about the partnership we've had with the Alumni Office the past several years. We started this alumni lecture series about 5 years ago, and we've seen such turnout. The students really want to hear from our alumni. So the culminating event this year is the Global Alumni Distinguished Lecture Series. We bring a couple of alumni back who are working in some sort of global way. Maybe they're traveling, maybe they're working overseas, or they're working for a company that's a global company. They're working in a position that's in charge of global marketing or something to that effect. We've seen alumni from across the curriculum. This year, we're really excited to have Mike Frazier, who's the Vice President of Sustainability Development for Schneider Electric. He's worked in several different areas. He got his degree in journalism and marketing at Murray State, so he's going to have a strong tie back in. Whenever our alumni come back for this event, they come back and talk to the deans and students and faculty in those areas. So they're not here just for that event. They're able to talk to students in a classroom setting also while they're here. And what I've seen every year that we've had this lecture series is whenever it's question and answer, students will say, what's the one thing I need to be doing now so that I can ensure I'm going to be successful in my field in the future? And the answer always includes something along the lines of study abroad, and internships.
Well, it's impressive for students to hear a passageway that somebody like Mike Frazier, who is now in a leadership position in a $30 billion company headquartered in France, studying, you know, did his foundational work at Murray State University. And the other speaker for the evening is also a person, well, might be a person more well-known in our region.
Sure. Dave Washburn, he's currently the vice president of operations for FLW, and he got degrees in advertising and mass comm while he was here. He's been, he was outstanding senior man when he got his bachelor's. He's worked with Ralston Purina, the St. Louis Rams, Fleischmann Hillard. He's sort of been all over, but he's right now the president of the Alumni Association and chair of the Marshall County Chamber of Commerce. So he is quite well known. And it's nice to see that sort of progression of his experience. I think he'll be able to reach sort of across the curriculum to students who are interested across these different areas and positions that he's held.
See some light at the end of the tunnel for applying your academics to success in the big world.
Yes, the big world doesn't have to be anywhere else. It could be here.
Now, so this is their lecture is in the Carr Center Theater at 7 p.m. next Thursday, the 15th.
Yes, ma'am.
But starting Monday morning, there are just a slew of fascinating lectures and discussions, and Melanie has agreed to kind of pick out the ones that might suit most of your timetables and interests.
Sure. Monday, November 12th at 3 o'clock in the Kerr Center Barclay Room, we are very excited to have a panel of students, international students who are going to speak to the Arab Spring and their reflection of, they're going to make some opening statements, they'll respond to questions from the audience. It is being moderated, but they're really going to talk about the political situation in their country and how it has affected their lives and their families and how they feel the future of their country is moving in a more positive direction or not positive direction. So we're very excited to hear directly from them about that session. We're going to have some really fun hands-on activities on Tuesday, the 13th. One on at 12:30 in the Kerr Center Cumberland Room by the Murray State Dining Services Director, talking about dumplings and food that unites us, highlighting the similarities between cultures. That same day from 5 to 6:30 in the Mississippi Room, ICALA, the International Cultures and Language Association here, along with Ji Wu, our Chinese professor, are going to give a Chinese calligraphy workshop. So that's going to be fun for those of us who enjoy the beauty but have no idea how to apply any sort of skill to that Chinese calligraphy. We'll get a nice lesson there. On Wednesday from 9:30 to 2, our annual International Bazaar is back. We've been doing this for years. This is really the hard work, love, and dedication of our International Student Services team here at Murray State, led by Bill McKibben and his staff. But the hard work is done by the international students themselves. They spend months preparing for this. They show up and spend hours setting up their booths. They make food. And it's really an opportunity for our community to come out and talk to our international students, learn about their culture. We welcome usually around 1,000 local students from elementary on up to high school who come in or bust in. And they have their little homework worksheets, and they're trying to figure out the languages that are spoken all over the globe. And they're seeing their name written in Arabic, and they're getting origami. They're eating food. They're seeing performances. And it's really a nice exposure for them to get outside of the walls of their classroom and actually, you know, interact with international people who speak other languages. So it's really a lot of fun. Then on Thursday, we're going to see from 11 to 12:30 in the Barclay Room, we have a nice session by some of our Murray State history professors after the sunset, the aftermath of British imperialism. And they're really going to look at the effect of the British Empire and its policies on Iraq, Ireland, India, Pakistan, and Africa. So I'm excited about that. I think that's going to really reach a broad audience and network of interests. It's so hard to sum up International Education Week. We have 27 events this year. It's impossible to – it's so – when I have to highlight some, I always sweat that a little bit because I love them all. I want to go to all of them myself, and I want them to be filled up. But the important thing, I think, is that we have so many faculty who are presenting sessions in their areas that they are nationally recognized for, that they're published in – we have students talking about their experiences both here and abroad, whether they studied abroad or whether they came here from abroad. We have such a broad array of presentations across the curriculum and across the student experience. One of those sessions is Queering Customs, LGBT Students and Study Abroad. We're going to talk about areas around the globe where if we have students who identify as LGBT, places that they need to really study up on and consider whether they can be out in that country or not. And if there are legal ramifications for that, can they be arrested for a public display of affection? So things that they need to know. We want all of our students to study abroad, but we want to make sure that they're informed as well. I'm really excited about that session because we have Mitchum Owen, who was outstanding senior man when he was here, Skyping in for that session. He studied abroad for a semester when he was here. To Spain, so he's going to talk about that experience as well. It's impossible to summarize the week.
Well, I'm assuming that the schedules are online someplace.
They are. It's quite accessible, murraystate.edu/IEW, and you'll get the full session. Anytime anything's updated, if we have a time change or a room change, it goes up there that within 10 minutes. So the up-to-minute schedule literally is up online, and it's downloadable there too. The most updated schedule is always the one that's downloadable if someone wants to print it off and take it with them.
You know, I think this is one of the weeks on campus when you really do celebrate being in a university community, and Murray State's university community is, you know, three states wide, so we hope you all will take advantage of any and all of these sessions. And Melanie, thanks again for making time for us. Please, when you're thinking about things to do next week, factor in some of these events because you'll be very fascinated. Melanie McCallan is Associate Director of the Education Abroad Program in the Institute for International Studies at Murray State University. Thanks.
Thank you.